即使告诉我们，我们一个人要服侍主、为主做工啊，应该有个准备的这个时间。
And this is to let us know that prior to our service of the Lord, we must have a time of preparation.
关于这个对道理的学习，主耶稣十二岁的时候和那些教师的问答，我们已经看出主对这个神的话已经有很多的学习。
And in terms of the study of the Word of God, we can see that Jesus, he was full of the knowledge of the Word of God since he was 12.
不过他是怎么样学习的，这个我们是找不到资料就是了。
However, we do not know how he actually went about his study.
很可能是和玛利亚啊有很大关系。
And perhaps Mary had helped him.
玛利亚或是在众女子当中得到真神的拣选。这个很不平常的女孩子。
Because Mary, she must be an extraordinary woman to be chosen among all the women by God.
那不但要接受洗礼，被圣灵充满，还要能够胜过啊这个魔鬼的试探。
And not only was he baptized but filled with the Holy Spirit, but he must also withstand the temptation of Satan.
说起来，对魔鬼的试探，假设赢不过去啊。这样的人要出来做工啊，可能也会失败。
And in actual fact, if a person cannot resist the temptation of Satan, and if he were to come to serve the Lord, he might fail.
那主耶稣出来传道到他死哈，应该是三年多一点。
And the time of the Lord's ministry prior to his death is about 3 years.
我们请看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章的十三节。
John chapter 2 verse 13。
十三节，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。这个逾越节是一年一次的啊。
And the Passover was a yearly feast.
在犹太裔的逾越十四号。
And it was on the 14th of January.
那主耶稣被捕啊，也是在逾越节的这个就是逾越节的时候他在逾越节的席上设立圣餐吧那么吃圣餐那一个晚上就被捕去了。
And Jesus was betrayed on the night of the Passover when he gave the Last Supper.
所以我们从后面看算过来了，主要是被捕去，那当天晚上被审判，隔一天就被钉十字架，所以他的死是在逾越节的处置了，就是逾越节处置。
And so, if we were to calculate the days on the night prior to the Passover, when Lord Jesus was being betrayed and he was judged on that night, and he was crucified the next day.
那么从那个时候推上来，上面的一个逾越节，在上面的一个逾越节，在上面的一个逾越节，应该主耶稣出来传道。过了四个逾越节。
So therefore, if we were to calculate backwards, Jesus had come to preach the word on four Passovers.
这里说上耶路撒冷过逾越节，那么这个以前他已经在第二章有在迦拿有行了一个奇事，就是变水为酒。
And here in verse 13, the Passover that was mentioned, Jesus actually had.Done a miracle before this.
所以他的工作是那一次的逾越节之前的，之前有多久？这个我们也没有办法做计算很详细因此他过了四个逾越节，所以他传道的期间应该是三年多一点，就是。
And so we can actually calculate that the ministry of Lord was about 3 years from the Passovers that were mentioned.
那么他传道的起点，就是说从哪里开始传？假设根据这个马可、路加，是从加利利开始。
And the beginning of his ministry, according to Mark and Luke, was from Galilee.
我们请看马太福音第四章十一节就是魔鬼离开耶稣了，有天使来侍奉他。
Metaphor 11, the devil left Jesus and the angels came and ministered to him.
那十二节是主耶稣听见使徒约翰下监。 他就退到加利利去，后来又离开拿撒勒往加伯龙去、那么以后就是在加利利一直传道就是。
And here from verse 12 and 13 it records that Jesus preached in Galilee from that time onwards.
那么这个加伯龙就是主要是在加利利传道期间的一个中心点、他到各地方去又回到加伯龙来，是这样子。然后差不多用加伯龙啊做加利利行的传道的基地。
And Capernaum was one of the stations of Lord Jesus' ministry in Galilee.
路加福音的是这样记载啊，但是这个约翰福音就是有些新的资料，主耶稣还没去加利利以前呢、他已经在犹太地开始工作。
And it is also recorded in Mark, but we can find more information in Gospel of John.
这个第二章第一节开始，约翰福音第二章第一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1。
这里就记载第三日。在加利利的迦拿，在那里有个娶亲的筵席的，那在那里行了一个神迹。
And here it records that on the third day there was a marriage feast at Cana of Galilee, and Lord Jesus performed a miracle.
那这个十三节我们刚才看过的，他上耶路撒冷。
In verse 13, they went up to Jerusalem on the Passover.
那上耶路撒冷以后，第三章啊，和尼哥底母谈到。
And after they went up to Jerusalem, Jesus was studying the truth with Nicodemus.
那么在第四章，就在撒玛利亚和一个妇人谈到。
And in chapter 4, Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Verse
3. 四章三节说，他就离了犹太又往加利利去了，那经过撒玛利亚，那经过撒玛利亚就和那个撒玛利亚的妇人谈到。
And here Jesus left Judea and departed again to Galilee, and he passed through Samaria where he spoke to a Samaritan woman.
那他就一直上北到又到加利利那边去。
And then he went back to Galilee.
在四十五节第四章
四
十三节啊，十三节过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方往加利利去。所以我们参考这个约翰福音呢、他最先是在耶路撒冷，以后才到加利利。
Therefore, from the Gospel of John, at first Jesus was in Jerusalem, then later he departed for Galilee.
那在加利利传道的时间最长。
And the time of his ministry in Galilee was the longest.
后来又倒回来犹太地。
And later he returned to Judea.
那回到犹太地的时候，最后一个礼拜是在耶路撒冷。
And when he was in Judea, the last week was spent in Jerusalem.
我们看后面的一个表啊。
Let's look at the chart.
第七页。
Page 7.
这个表是一个 Jackson 这个圣经学者整理出来的。基督在世上的一个生平。
And it was being created by a person named Jensen.
这个他是分的早期在犹太，那早期在加利利，中期在加利利，后期加利利，后期犹太，那后期犹太在犹太户外啊，最后一个礼拜是在耶路撒冷这样。
And we can see that the early stage, the middle stage, and the later stage were spent in Judea, Galilee, and outside the Jordan River.
我们把这个主耶稣一生啊，这个传道的这个路线哈、稍微一个了解一下是好的。
And this allow us to have understanding of the lifetime of Christ on earth.
那么在每一段时间他做了什么事，讲了什么道。
And what did Jesus do in each stage of his ministry?
看回来传道的行情，早期在犹太传道他出来的时候才三十岁了。
Let's look back at the early periods of Jesus' ministry at the age of 30.
那在家里的展览喜宴的席上变水为酒。
And he turned water into wine at a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee.
那么在这个逾越节的时候，上耶路撒冷洁净圣殿，这个洁净圣殿呢、啊，最后那一段主耶稣上耶路撒冷也有记载。那这个是不是两件事，或者一件事？应该是两件事，因为时间不一样。
And when Jesus went up to Jerusalem on the Passover to cleanse the holy temple, and whether this is one incident or different from the one that's recorded later,
it 也就是说，第一次主耶稣在上耶路撒冷在逾越节的时候，看到圣殿里面呢，好多人在做买卖，啊，所以主耶稣很生气，洁净圣殿。但是过了最后，主耶稣上耶路撒冷那一次。圣殿里面还是没有改进的，还是好多人在那里有背景的人在那里做买卖了，做买卖换钱，换钱那抽的这个比例比较高了，大概都是这个管圣殿的那些人的亲戚，利用这个宗教啊在赚钱，所以应该是两件事情，两次的集中圣殿。
And when Lord Jesus first went up to Jerusalem on the Passover of the Jews, and when he cleansed the Holy Temple at that time, it should be different from the incident that was recorded later when he returned to Jerusalem.
那约翰福音第三章很出名的和尼哥底母的谈到，就是在耶路撒冷。那之后离开耶路撒冷，要去加利利，就经过撒玛利亚和那个撒玛利亚妇人谈到。
And then Jesus, we see how he discussed the truth with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And then later he departed again to Galilee and passed through Samaria where he spoke to the Samaritan woman.
那之后主耶稣就一直在加利利传道。
And then later Jesus remained in Galilee to preach.
那加利利传道把他分为三段期间了，那个每一段早期、中期、后期。这个早期所做的事情，这几点不过是里面的几点，并不是单只有这些内容。他先是在加伯隆一带传道。
And the early periods records some of the incidents where Jesus preached in Galilee, and the first is his preaching in the region of Capernaum.
那选召四个门徒，这个是彼得和他弟弟，和这个雅各和他弟弟约翰。这四个。
And Jesus called the four disciples. It is Peter and his younger brother, and James and his younger brother.
又治好长大麻风的，或者瘫子，或者这个手啊枯干的人。
And then Lord Jesus healed a person with leprosy, a paralytic, and a man with a withered hand.
那么中期在加利利传道的时候，就选召十二个门徒。
And the middle period in Galilee records how he called the 12 disciples.
那十二个门徒并不是同一个时间呢、啊、选出来的，不过最先是彼得和约翰他两对，这个弟兄就是。
And they were not called out at the same time, but the first few were Peter and John.
那很出名的丁山宝训，就是马太五章到七章啊，其实是在这个中期传道的时候讲的。
And the famous Sermon on the Mount was preached during the middle periods of Lord Jesus' ministry.
阶段的道理就是叫做丁山宝训，这个是主耶稣所讲的道理，这个整理的，这个最详细的，也可以说对内容来说是最重要的。所以有的时候你要明白耶稣的教训吗？你去看看马太五章到七章好了。
And the Sermon on the Mount condenses some of the most important teachings of Lord Jesus as recorded in Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7.
再来就是在哪殷勤叫一个寡妇的儿子复活。
And then later, Lord Jesus resurrected the widow's son in Nain.
也在讲七个比喻啊，这记载马太十三章，这七个比喻的道理非常重要。
And later, Jesus propounded the seven parables of the heavenly kingdom, and they are very important parables.
所以对丁山的宝训和这个七个比喻，我们后面在耶稣的教训那一部分，我们会 会讲。
And later we will elaborate upon the Sermon on the Mount and the seven parables of the heavenly kingdom in the teachings of Jesus.
还平静洪恨海。
And Lord, calm the winds and the sea.
医治少年患水漏的女人。
And he healed a woman with 12 years of issuing blood.
叫这个埃鲁的女儿复活。
And he also resurrected Jairus' daughter.
哦，用五个饼两条鱼及五千人，只有男人就五千，啊，给他们吃。
And Lord Jesus fed 5,000.
啊，那么门徒散了以后，耶稣顶货会众都散了，他就走海边。
And after the multitude has dispersed, Lord Jesus walked on the sea.
要到那个门徒所坐的这个船那边去。
And towards the area where the boat of the disciples were.
这些都是在中期所做的事情。
And all these are recorded during the middle periods of his ministry.
那在加利利的后期所做的好像医治啊，迦南妇人的一个女儿。
And the latter periods in Galilee records the healing of a Canaanite woman's daughter.
这个是在不是在这个加利利行里边。我们请看马太福音十五章。
And this is not within the town of Galilee. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章，这里记载主耶稣离开加利利行。
Here it records that Jesus left the city of Galilee.
说起来，天天呐，主耶稣都被好多好多的人包围着，没有办法休息。
In actual fact, Lord Jesus did not get much rest because he's often surrounded by the crowd.
那主耶稣大概是想离开这个加利利啊，要去冷静一下了。
And perhaps Lord Jesus wants to leave the city of Galilee so that he can meditate.
十五章第二十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 21.
耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。有一个迦南的妇人来求他。这个推罗西顿就是加利利行的北边了。这个我们看看那个地图，很容易找到。
And Jesus went to the district of Tyre and Sidon, which are located in the northern area.
他虽然要到那里去隐藏一下，可是他的风险很大了啊！而且人家知道他啊。后来那个妇人就来求主耶稣医治他的女儿。
Although Lord Jesus wanted to hide himself in that area, however, a Canaanite woman came to seek for his help.
还有用七个饼几条鱼便给数千人吃，就在这一段时间。
And it was also during this period that Lord Jesus fed 4,000 with bread.
那彼得认耶稣做基督，也是在这段时间。
It was only also during this period that Peter recognized him as the Christ.
请看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
十六章的十三节，这里是记载主耶稣到该撒利亚腓立比境内，这个是在北部。
And here Jesus went to Caesarea in the northern area.
所以主耶稣就问门徒说：“人家说我是谁呀？”
And Lord Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?"
那门徒的回答是说：“有人说你是施洗约翰呐，有人说以利亚，有人说以利米，或者先知里面的一个。”那意思说你们呢？你们说我是谁？
And some of them say that he's John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But Lord Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?"
那时候彼得说：“你是神的儿子，是基督。”
And Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣说：“这个不是人告诉你的，是天父啊，只是你的。”
And Jesus told him that this is not revealed to you, but by my Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣当时都喜欢门徒对他的认识有个正确的认识。
At that time, Lord Jesus required his disciples to have a true recognition of him.
那就是主耶稣今天问你说：“你说我是谁啊？”你要怎么回答？
If Lord Jesus were to ask you today, "Who do you say I am?" how are you going to reply?
那现在一般的人对主耶稣说，耶稣是谁呢？
And how do most people regard Jesus as today?
其他的人对耶稣的认识，这个和我们是没有多大关系的。要紧是我们说耶稣是谁，我们要有一个正确的认识。
It is not of any importance to us as to others' regards of Jesus, but it is our opinion of Lord Jesus.
那因为彼得已经认识耶稣是基督，所以主耶稣就开始告诉他们了，他要受害，他要被杀。
But because Peter recognized him as the Christ, therefore Lord Jesus prophesies his own suffering and his resurrection in future.
结果也给我们看出主耶稣对门徒讲道理，要看门徒的程度来讲。这个门徒的程度还太幼稚啊，他不敢讲很厉害的道理给他们知道。
And this allows us to understand that Lord Jesus imparts his truth to the disciples according to their standard of understanding.
我们请看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章，这里彼得已经认识耶稣是救主之后。
And after Peter had recognized that Jesus is the Christ,
他就对门徒表示他到耶路撒冷去，21节，看21节，十六章21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示他们也是说以前没有指示他们。说他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三次复活，这个是非常非常严厉的、非常可怕的这个主事。
And it was from that time onward that Lord Jesus began to show his disciples that he must suffer many things, and this is an important prophecy.
那彼得的反应非常快，说千万呐。不可以这个事情领导你。
And Peter's reaction was very quick. He says that Lord forbid, never let this happen to you.
因为这件事在门徒可以说是没有想到的，不会去想的，不应该有的。
Because they do not think that it would happen.
以后主耶稣再继续的告诉他们看十七章。
And let's look at chapter 17.
22节。
Chapter 17, verse 22.
耶稣第二次告诉门徒他要被杀。
And he emphasized the second time that he is going to be killed.
他们还住在加利的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人的手里。”三节，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活，门徒就大大的忧愁。自从彼得认耶稣基督，这个是灵性上灵智上的进步，耶稣就一直在培养他们，叫他们心灵上有预备。
And after Peter had recognized that Jesus was the Christ, they were elevated in their spiritual understanding, and Jesus began to relate to his sufferings.
看20章马太。
Let's look at chapter 20.
马太20章的17节。
Verse 17.
20章17节，耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把少个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看呐，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人将戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上，第三天复活。”同样的事情，这个是讲第三次。
And this was emphasized the third time.
为什么要讲那么多次？
And why does Lord Jesus repeat again and again?
就是准备这个在准备门徒的心心里的给他们一个心理准备，免得主耶稣被抓去了、被杀了、死掉了，大家都散掉灰心因为当时门徒跟从耶稣这个目的不正确。他们都以为是要做王所以约翰的母亲他要求耶稣做王的时候给他两个儿子当左右相
And because Lord Jesus wanted to prepare his disciples about his coming sufferings and his death, because the disciples had followed him with a wrong motive, and they had wanted Jesus to be king, and even one of the disciples' mother asked him.
结果就我们联想到我们一个人信耶稣的时候，那个目的啊，信耶稣的目的，大概都是比较偏向这个肉体的，求肉体的平安呐，或者求这个今生的福气。
And this allows us to understand that most of us come to believe in the Lord because of the blessings that we can receive in this world.
求肉体的平安，那你告诉他，你不要求这个的，你信耶稣啊，要这个，为了耶稣被十字架了，啊，这样讲刚要悟道的人，他听不进去，也不应该向他讲的，让他求平安没有关系，但是到了一个程度，你一定要告诉他，信耶稣目的是什么，我们也可能，尤其在中国大陆啊，中国大陆是在没有真正的这个自由的，现在是有限度，还信徒还好辛苦的，很辛苦的。
And if a true seeker were to come to search for the truth, and he was looking for blessings in this world, and if you were to tell him that you must bear the cross of Christ, this true seeker would not understand. However, later, as the true seeker increased in spiritual understanding, we must relate to him about the true motive of coming to believe in the Lord.
那在十七章的第一节以下就记载主耶稣带了三个门徒上高山。
And in chapter 17 of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus took his disciples to a high mountain.
彼得、雅各和约翰。
And it was Peter, James, and John.
那么在这里在高山就主耶稣变貌， 那摩西和以利亚向他显现谈话。
And here Jesus was transfigured before them, and he spoke to Moses and Elijah.
那个时候彼得感到非常的快乐，所以他没有经过他的思考，但是讲出一句话，说主啊，我们在这里真好，我要为你和以利亚、摩西建三座棚，巴不得一直在这里住下去。
And at that time, Peter was filled with such great joy that he wanted to stay there forever and that he wanted to erect three stations for them.
这个意象对彼得的信心造就非常大。
And this vision edified Peter greatly.
彼得对耶稣的认识加添了很大的这个知识。
And it also allowed Peter to have a for the recognition of Lord Jesus.
所以后来彼得他写信也提到这个事情。
And also Peter referred to this incident in the New Testament.
那在18章谈到饶恕的道理。
And in chapter 18, they talk about the truth of forgiveness.
彼得说弟兄得罪我，饶恕他其实好吗？ 或者当时彼得以为这个已经很伟大了，但是很意外的，主耶稣不赞同。 说你要饶恕弟兄啊，70个70次，这个饶恕的道理非常重要。
And at that time, Peter thought that he had a great heart if he were to forgive his brother seven times. But Jesus disagreed. He must forgive 70 times seven times.
我们人是不完全的，所以彼此相处难免有时候我得罪你，有时候你得罪我，在家庭一样，在学校一样，在教会也是一样。
And since we as humans are imperfect, and therefore we often will have conflict with others, whether in the family, school, or in church.
但是不管人对我们怎么样，我们总能够无止境、无限量地饶恕他。那我们能够饶恕人，一切人际关系就没有问题存在。
However, we have to learn to forgive others so that there won't be any conflict in our human relationships.
所以现在好像有的国家的社会离婚的案件那么多，说起来就是在这个不能互相饶恕，不能互相饶恕是变成一种恨，那这个恨就造成一个破裂。
And in countries where the rate of divorce is high, it is because the parties are not able to forgive each other, and it arises to hate.
那最后主耶稣离开加利利亚，到这个犹太地去，接受后期在犹太地传道的事情。And
later Jesus left for Judea from Galilee, and this was the latter period of his ministry.
那么他要到耶路撒冷去啊，你们以后你们休息时间翻开地图看，这个犹太湖外一个比利亚的地方，他在比利亚的地方啊讲很多道理。
And when we look into the map, we can see that later Jesus moved to Berea, and that was close to the river.
我们请看马太福音19章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音19章第一节，耶稣讲了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境界，犹太河外。这个犹太河外，这个就是比利亚的地方了。
And here in chapter 19, verse 1, Jesus went from Galilee and went to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan River, and that is Berea. And so Jesus had left Galilee and went to the region of Judea.
那在这个比利亚的时候做了好多事情，差遣70个门徒出去传道。
And Jesus sent the 70 to preach the gospel in Berea.
所以看起来主耶稣不但特别训练那12个门徒，另外有70个门徒在做这个训练。And
so therefore we can see that Lord Jesus not only trained the 12 disciples, but he also trained another 70 to preach the gospel.
就会给我们看出这个教会啊，要多方面的训练人才。
And therefore, this allows us to understand that the church must train many brothers and sisters to do the work of God. Right now, we are in shortage of those who can preach the truth.
所以你这个神的工作当然要靠这个专注的传道啊，没有办法。And
preachers, we cannot only rely upon the preachers to preach the gospel.
所以我们教会要全面性的培养人才。And
hence, the church need to train other brothers.
好像我们总会啊，美国总会啊，有这个宗教教育，这个宗教教育就是在培养人才。And
take for example, the Department of Religious Education in USGA, it is to train future generations.
那宗教教育这个儿童班呢，就是从幼稚园开始一直到小学毕业，那么再来个这个青年班，从初中一直到大学毕业，这个有系统的训练呢，到大学毕业的时候，到已经懂很多。
And the RE lay down the sequences of the different of all the classes from kindergarten to elementary to junior and to college level, so that when one has reached college level, they would have known much of the truth.
台湾的青年呢，很普遍的，大学毕业以后到外国去留学，他可以在外国帮助很多情况，因为他们在台湾有受过训练。
And most of the Taiwanese youth, upon graduating from college and when they came, when they went abroad for further studies, they could help up with the holy work.
但是有些国家的青年大学毕业到外国去留学啊，还是小孩子，还是不懂道理，因为他在本国没有受教会的训练。
However, there are other youth, although they graduated from college, but because they did not have RE training, and therefore they are still at a infant level.
我们做事都有目标的，有目标我们才有精神的。好像你们到这一代，你们为什么要学习？你们是来学习，那你为什么要学习？学习做什么？
And very often we have a plan and a goal as we do things. And since all of us are here, we came for a goal.
就是我问你，你为什么要吃饭呢？
If I were to ask you this question, why do you eat?
你有没有想过为什么你要吃饭？不吃不可以吗？
Have you ever think upon this question, whether you should take your meal?
假设你回答我不吃会饿啊，一饿会死啊，我怕死啊，所以我要吃饭。
And if you were to answer the question, that is, I ate because I'm hungry, and if I do not eat, I will die. And because I'm afraid to die, therefore I...
小孩子的回答会这样子，没有关系。
And these are usually the innocent replies of children.
有思想的青年不应该这样回答的，你为什么要吃饭？
However, for youth, you probably will not answer in this way. Why do you...
那你要搞清楚你为什么要来参加这个训练班，说起来就训练班啊，我昨天我还在想啊，好辛苦啊。好辛苦第一，我是想到的，因为我们都有经验的，我想到就睡觉了。你在家里睡觉，一个人一个房间，一个人一个床。 在这里挤得要命啊。
And in the same way, why do you come for the NYTS? Because it is it's going to be a harsh training. Usually we are used to having a cozy room with bed at home.
在肉体方面不是享受了，在地的不是来享受啊。
So therefore we must recognize
有一点吃苦。
That we are not here for any luxuries.
但是在灵性上是享受。 的确应该你要有这样的认识和体验，是一种享受，很大的享受。
However, we must recognize that we will reap much joy spiritually.
那你为什么要学习呢？应该是要为着服侍主。
And why do you want to study? It is because we want to serve the Lord.
我们就要有两大圣功，我们要传福音，我们要培养照顾这个信徒。那你为了要参与这两个工作，你需要学习。
And we have two commissioned by God, that is to preach the gospel and also to pastor the church.
我们全体的青年、全体的信徒能够动员起来，这样教会才有力量，力量才大。你单动员几个传道，力量很小。And
if each individual member of the church will able to motivate themselves, the strength will be great. We cannot only depend upon the few pastors.
所以我们第一句说，为了造就自己的信心，我要来学习。第二。 为了要服侍主，我要来休息，来学习，应该集中在这两点。
And therefore, the first reason that we came here is because we want to edify our spirituality, and the second is because we want to serve the Lord.
那你自己有学习，你将来做爸爸妈妈，你才有办法教导你的儿女。
And in the same token, if we were here, since we study, and later we can pass our knowledge to our children.
说起来，教会的人才培养要从家庭开始。 那家庭开始，父母亲要懂道理，父母亲不懂道理，信心不好，哪里有办法培养他的好呢？
And in actual fact, to nurture the truth should begin from the family where the parents can nurture their children.
所以说，既然你们的学习应该是广方面的目的的，啊，为着你，为着教会，也为着你的家庭，为着你将来的你的儿女，你的儿女啊。 你不没有学习，孩子喜欢听故事啊，说妈妈你讲约瑟的故事给我听。你说妈妈怎么晓得约瑟的事情？约瑟好几个啊。Therefore,
the scope of our learning should be broad. It should comprise not only of ourselves, but also of our church and our family, and also our future children. And if you were to relate the story of Joseph to your kid, and if you do not know how to relate the story. The child will be disappointed.
所以我们的学习也不要说应付应付了，台湾是比较严格，很多考试啊，我这边好像没有考试，我不太懂。And
we should be serious with our studies. In Taiwan, they will actually have examinations.
但是基督的学习，我说你们这班可以说在学习当中啊，除了传道班以外，你们这班是会是相当高的了。
And in terms of learning, other than training the ministers, we will actually receive much knowledge here.
不是为了测验，不是的，不是为了那些来就学习，而是认真学习，是为了自己，为了要服侍主，我要真正的学习。我所学习的不但教材里面的，我还要明能够明白教材以外的一些道理。
And we study not because of tests or exams, but rather we study because we have a goal for ourselves and for the church.
主耶稣圣诞以后，五旬节降临以后啊，有人继承耶稣的工作，就是因为主耶稣还在世的时候，有训练十二个使徒，还有特别这个训练70个门徒，还有其他的。
And after the Lord Jesus has resurrected, his work and his ministry can continue because he had trained the 12 disciples and also 70 other more members.
那在比利亚这个地方啊，也讲那个好的撒玛利亚人呐，有预言耶路撒冷 要被毁灭了。也谈到饲养饲犬的道理，不义的管家财主以达杀戮，或者医好长这个大麻风的是个人。也谈到这个休妻的离婚的事情，又这个税率长杀该呀悔改都求婚，这些都在比利亚犹大省比利亚的时候发生的。
And all the following incidents were recorded in the latter periods of Judea, where he spoke of the Good Samaritan, and Lord Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem would become a wasteland, the parables of the lost sheep, lost coin, and the prodigal son, and the parable of the unjust steward. And Jesus also gave the story of the rich man and Lazarus. He healed the 10 persons with leprosy, and he debated over the issue of divorcing one's wife, and the Zacchaeus, who is the chief tax collector.
最后的一个礼拜就是在耶路撒冷。
And he spent the last week in Jerusalem.
我们请看马太福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew 21.
马太福音二十一章的第一节。
Matthew 21, verse 1.
二十一章第一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。将近耶路撒冷是离开比利亚了，犹太河外啊，比利亚的地方。要来耶路撒冷，到了伯花期和橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必见到一匹驴存在那里。从这里开始，从这里开始，耶稣进入耶路撒冷，就是主耶稣在世界最后的一周啊，一个星期的这个行动。
And the last week of Jesus' life on earth was recorded in chapter 21, where he left Berea and entered into Jerusalem.
那么你从这个二十一章第一节开始，你可以整理啊，第一天做什么事，第二天做什么事，整理得出来的。
And from chapter 1 onwards, we can see what Lord Jesus did in each day of the week.
他接近圣诞是第几天？是不是第一天？好了，你们留意一下。今天一看就晓得了，洁净圣殿不是在第一天。
And on which day the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple? Is it on the first day?
那在这个礼拜当中的前，谈到这个凶恶的这个缘故的比喻啊，和这个主是这个最大的结变，又谈到这个文士万花的在人的七鹤，也预言这个末日的这个事情。
And here, Jesus also gave the parable of the wicked vine dresser, and he spoke of the greatest commandment. Lord Jesus also rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes and gave them their 7 woes, and he prophesied the temple's destruction and the signs of the last days.
马太二十四章、马可十三章、路加二十一章，这三章都是记载，耶稣在临以前会发生什么事，那耶路撒冷被毁灭以前有什么异兆。这个是非常重要的预言。
And all the signs and prophecies of the last days are recorded in Matthew 24:1-51, Mark 13, and Luke 21.
那在马太二十五章就继续二十四章啊，谈到耶稣在临前的应有的准备，就是那个四个童女和三个仆人，和分别绵羊、山羊的事情。
And in Matthew 25 records that our preparation before the second coming of Christ, where he gave the parable of the 10 virgins, the 3 servants, and the sheep and goat.
那这个马可福音记载一个女人，根据约翰福音十二章，就是玛利亚拿一个极贵的香膏啊，浇在耶稣身上，这都是在耶路撒冷最后一个礼拜的时候发生的。那洗门徒的脚、设立圣餐，都在这个最后的这个礼拜当中。
And Mary's anointment of the expensive perfume on Jesus and the washing of the disciples' feet, all these happened during the last week of Jesus' life on earth.
第五段，耶稣的受难，这个是最后的这个一天，那个晚上和在第二天了，就最后这两天，夸在这个最后的两天。
And the suffering and the resurrection of Lord Jesus happened on the last 2 days.
主耶稣在预言他要被杀，第三天复活。那么圣餐以后，他就到库苏马尼去祷告三次。
And Lord Jesus prophesied his own death and resurrection after 3 days, and his prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但祷告三次内容都是一样的，说可以的话，这个杯离开我，这个杯就是十字架的 苦悲了。但是因为我们人类的罪，没有耶稣替我们死，无法做到解罪，所以主耶稣就为了要救我们承担了啊，和这个悲啊，就十字架上的苦悲。
And the contents of his three prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane were the same. It records the removal of the bitter cup of Lord Jesus. But because he has to die on the cross for the sake of our sins, this cup was not removed from him.
那就那个晚上，犹大用以亲嘴做暗号啊，把主交给这个犹太人。
And on that night, Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus with the sign of a kiss.
后来主耶稣就晚上就被开始审判了，被捕去以后啊，就晚上就开始审判，天亮才交给比拉多那边去审判。
And on that night, Jesus was being judged, and the next morning he was sent before Pilate.
你们看这个最后的一个表啊，最后一个表。
If we look at the chart at the back,
最后一个表有一个主耶稣受难经过及时间呐。一览表、
And he gave a chart of the sufferings of Lord Jesus.
这个是一个牧师啊，丁良彩先生啊，他整理出来的，这个很值得做我们参考。
And it was done by a certain pastor.
又在这个晚上一点啊，主耶稣在科西玛尼，就被捕了。那被捕以后就带到亚拿面前。
And around 1 a.m., Lord Jesus was captured and he was brought before Annas.
再来在阿拿那边受审判了，以后才带到盖亚法。盖亚法是现任的大祭司的，阿拿是前任的大祭司。
And Jesus was judged before Annas, the former high priest, and he was judged also before the present high priest Caiaphas.
以后才在公会被定死罪，公会就那个七十人议会。
Then later he was sentenced to death by the Sanhedrin and was also judged.
之后才带到比拉多面前受审判。
Then later he was sent to Pontius Pilate to be judged.
那比拉多又把他送到叙利，因为叙利是加利利的王。
And Pilate sent Jesus to be judged before Caesar.
那第二次再到比拉多面前受审判。
And then he was again judged before Pilate for the second time.
但是比拉多三次宣布耶稣没有罪。
However, Pilate did not sentence him for during the three times.
后来比拉多逼迫就定耶稣死罪，说以后被定十字架。
But Pilate was being forced, and therefore he sentenced Jesus to death.
在十字架上，主耶稣把母亲交给约翰。
And upon the cross, Lord entrusted his mother to John.
十二点到下午三点呢，遍地黑暗。
And from noon to three o'clock in the afternoon, darkness came upon all the land.
主耶稣要断气的时候，就请了，就把灵交给神。
And prior to giving up his spirit to God, Lord Jesus said, "It is finished."
这个是根据圣经的资料啊，主耶稣被捕以后，这个审判的经过，应该是这样子，不是说一下子就交给这个比拉多。
And this is the chart of events of the sufferings of Lord Jesus prior to his death.
好的，我刚才交代的那个尸体，明天交啊。这里还有细节我不告诉你们，这个是另外的，请大家默祷。
And please do your homework. Let's say a silent prayer.